My name is Melody Schumann. I was motivated to create this report for Member Solutions clients because one of my actual Schumann Concept members, who's been doing some one-on-one coaching with me in the last few months, has said that he's noticing in his school that a lot of the things that he's doing is more reactive, and he's been struggling to get over that hump. As you guys all know, we all reach a certain limit in our school where we don't grow anymore, and we stay at that particular level for a year, 2 years, sometimes 3 years and more. And some of the things that he found that he was being reactive were on the same things that I found I was being reactive on as well in my other school. And, of course, as you guys know, I have a school here now in St. Petersburg, Florida, that's been open for 2.5 years. And my main priority with this school was to run a martial arts business that doesn't compromise my integrity as far as martial arts training. It limits the amount of stress that I have each day. And also, it's just a really fun place to teach, a fun place to work, and a fun environment for our students to be at. And I think we've really got a great formula here at our school. Right now, I am running the school all by myself with my business partner, Joe Johnson, and, of course, my PR director. My head instructor is actually taking a break right now over the summertime, and I'm running all of the classes. As a matter of fact, yesterday I taught 8 classes at my school. And on top of that, running 8 classes and running Schumann Concepts and doing my consultations for Member Solutions, it's a really hefty workload. But at the same time, I really enjoy running my school and doing the things that I do. And one of the reasons why is because I am extremely proactive when it comes to situations that would tend to stress out the typical martial arts instructor. And I've looked at 3 of the top ways to be more proactive rather than reactive. That's going to help you limit the amount of stress in your school as well. That way, if you are a one-man show or you are a full-time instructor, you'll be able to go into your martial arts school every day, your martial arts business, and have a great time, enjoy what you're doing, but also experience a great deal of success. So let's go ahead and let's just get started. Here's a couple of things that I found were causing a lot of challenges in my former school. The first thing was, our enrollment conversions were not as high as I wanted to. We did a lot of marketing campaigns, and we were attracting a lot of people to actually make phone calls to our school. But we were really struggling to get them, number one, to come in and actually participate, but then also, number two, getting people to actually enroll on memberships. I think one of the reasons why is because we weren't targeting our market as specific as we possibly could, not like I'm doing here in my new school. What I was doing was constantly reacting with disappointment and frustration to the low enrollment rates that our trial program generated, because we would get so many people in on the 1 month free special or the 2 week free specials that we were running, and a lot of them really couldn't afford, or I should say wouldn't afford, our program. And that can really cause a lot of stress. It can limit the amount of ego that you have in your school when you have people who come in and they don't want to sign up. You always reflect on yourself and say, did I do something wrong, or what's wrong with my school, or what's wrong with my staff? And that's not a good feeling to have. The other problem that I had as far as reacting was that we didn't really have very good attendance because we had so many options at our school. Students were coming and going. They would show up for the first 2 weeks of testing cycle, and then they wouldn't come back until right at the end of testing. And I was always struggling to try to get them ready for testings. And also, I was always struggling trying to send out "We miss you" cards. And it's a real disappointment when you look at your tracking and you have 700 students on your roster, but you only had 315 students show up that week. That's less than 50% of your student base. So that was another major stress booster for me. And, of course, the third one that I covered here in this report was, like I said, because the students were so inconsistent and because my staff didn't really have a structured set of planners that they were teaching every day. As a matter of fact, there were times where 5 minutes before class, I would look at one of my instructors and say, hey, John, you're going to teach this class today, and really put it in his hands as far as what he was going to cover for the day. And if you're like most schools, you know that every single instructor has their favorite little topic or area that they like to teach, and they just focus on that particular area. If you have a young, dynamic martial artist, chances are they're going to want to teach the jump kicking and the flashing as part of martial arts. If you have the more mature, traditional type of martial artist, you know they're going to want to spend more time on forms. Or you have some martial artists who spend more time on self-defense. And it was really hard to balance it all out, and I was finding myself 2 weeks, 1 week prior to testing, trying to cram in all of our curriculum to get our students their stripes so that they could be eligible to test. And that was really being reactive as well. So with that said, I put together some really good tips on how our school has become proactive versus reactive on these three areas. The first one, let's go ahead and go back and talk about being reactive as far as getting a lot of new prospects in the door but not getting them converted over to memberships. Well, my proactive tip number one is to organize a constructive trial program for your new prospects. Now, I've covered this many, many, many times in teleconferences, and I'm going to keep covering it until it doesn't work at my school. At our school, if you come in the door and you do my pre-evaluation and you pass, you're going on to my trial program. And if you go on to my trial program, you're enrolling. We are still way above the 95 percentile of students that enroll A into our trial program, and then from those trial program members, B enroll into our regular membership. As a matter of fact, we've had less than a handful of students who have not enrolled or who have not enrolled into our regular membership after being on our trial program. So obviously what that says to me after being in business for 2.5 years here, it shows me that our trial program is pretty foolproof and it's very proactive. So here's some tips on how to make your trial program work. Number one, we require all new prospects to be pre-evaluated before participating in our group class. This is proactive because of two reasons. Number one, it helps us identify the prospect's strengths so that we can clarify how our program is going to help them. Also, number two, it enables us to filter through those prospects that we gain more through personal training than in our group class. A great example is I have a personal training client who's 11 years old. He has a communication disorder. And in my last school, chances are I would have had him come in and do a month free or 2 weeks free, depending on the promotion that we ran. And he would participate in our group class. And then hopefully my goal was just about numbers and statistics. So I try to get him enrolled. Well, this particular young student, since he has a communication disorder, he's very limited in how far he can progress. Because I did the pre-evaluation, I identified he's not ready for the group class. We need to put him on a personal training regimen. I need to get his gross motor skills up in order. I need to get his focus skills in order. I need to get his emotional skills in order. And I really need to get him to understand just all the formalities that I have in my classroom as far as sitting still, waiting your turn, as far as responding, and as far as the effort that you put into everything that you're learning. With that said, because in a trial program I identified that he wasn't ready for the group class, I put him on a personal training regimen for 90 days. I charged $2,000. The parent brought me a check-in immediately and understood and appreciated that I didn't just try to throw him into the group class, which could have been retroactive for him, retroactive for the other students, and also, of course, retroactive for me because it would cause a great deal of stress. But here's another reason why our trial program works, or another thing that we do for our trial program. Those students that do qualify for the group class, we put them into a two-week program that includes a martial arts teacher and a pair of pants, and it's $59.95. Now, this is really good for us as far as proactiveness because, number one, it enables the prospect a proper amount of time to get to know our staff and our students. 2 weeks, I think, is perfect. 1 month is okay, but I think that's, you know, that's a long time. I think in the first 2 weeks, they pretty much know if they want to be at your school and vice versa. You know that they fit, you'll know if they fit the bill as far as the ideal student. But the other thing that I like about charging for our trial program is it gets people who are serious about training in our school. When you offer free promotions, 2 free weeks, 1 free month, you're going to get a lot of those people who, A, want the freebies, the ones who want to just come in and take advantage of your free offer, who basically have absolutely no intention of enrolling. And also, number two, the problem with that is when you offer something for free, it decreases the value of your actual services. So when you offer a month free and then you tell them your price tag, like my beginner program, is $134, they're going to laugh at you and say, well, I'm not going to pay that much. And one of the reasons why is just because you threw out that free offer. So then you spend your time trying to be reactive by trying to explain all the benefits where you could easily filter through those particular prospects by charging a price tag. Now, what we do, upon the completion of the trial program, we actually give them the credit. And as a matter of fact, I apologize, I just said $59.95, but actually our trial program, we increased our prices to $69.95. After they do the two-week program, we give them the $69.95 credit off of their down payment. Now, this is really good because they save money on their down payment, so it takes the blow off of their initial enrollment. At our school, our initial enrollment is the first month's tuition, which is $134, the registration fee, which is $50, and the uniform fee, which is $39.95. So when you give them a $69.95 credit off of that, it softens the blow for that down payment. So again, summing it up, having a really good trial program where, number one, first, they have to be pre-evaluated so that you can identify where their strengths are and also identify specifically how your program is going to help them, it makes a tremendous difference. After they qualify for the group class, number two, put them on a two-week trial that has a price tag attached to it. So, A, you establish value, and, B, you filter out those freebie-type people. And then, C, give them their credit back because that's a great incentive for them to enroll. And the other incentive that we have is we give them their uniform and jacket only after they enroll into our program, not before that. We basically say you get a T-shirt and a pair of martial arts pants. When you're enrolled, you get your uniform jacket and you get your your belt, which makes you a formal student. This works fantastic, and I can go on and on and on about other ways to help improve your trial program. As a matter of fact, talking with one of my clients, he does the pre-evaluation, but then after he does the pre-evaluation, he tries to sell the prospects. Now, here's why our program is great, and this is how much it is, and this is how much you'll save, and so forth. And one thing that we did notice is that he didn't spend enough time talking about how the program specifically would help that child. I think that is the key to success with your trial program. It's going to help you become extremely proactive. When I evaluate a child and identify where their strengths are, but then I see where I know my program is going to help them, I point that out to the parent. Your child is fantastic physically. He's got great upper body strength, great lower body strength. He's highly intelligent. He picked up a lot of the information that I taught him just in that short 15 minutes. I could tell you specifically where our program is going to help him is on the emotional level and social level. When he came in here, you could see that he didn't make strong eye contact. He didn't make a strong handshake. And that's just because he's a little bit introverted. You know, he's a kid, and that's how most kids are. Well, being in our program, it's such a positive social environment. We use a lot of methods to help bring them out of their shells. So one way that you're going to see our program help your child is he's going to be more outgoing. I would say in the next 30 days, you're going to see him start to look people in the eye a lot more, respond a lot louder, respond with more confidence. That has a great deal of value to it. Also, on the emotional level, I could tell that at first his confidence wasn't very high. He wasn't really sure if he could do the exercises the way I asked him to. He wasn't really sure if he can retain the material. But then come to find out, he did, and he did a great job at it. So the other place that I think my program is really going to help your child is on the emotional level. His confidence is going to soar because our programs are structured so well that they're not too easy but not too hard. They're just right for children's growth and development, and that makes a big difference in their emotional confidence, in their loyalty, in their integrity. There's so many different ways that our program is really going to build your child up on the emotional level. So to sum it up, your child is great physically, he's great intellectually. That combination with our program is going to make him, A, come out of his shell even more, and B, just make him a more confident, more outgoing person. And when you tell a parent that, you can't put a price on seeing your child be more confident, be more outgoing, because it's very important. It's a necessity in our life, and it's a necessity in our society. So that right there, again, like I said, makes our trial program extremely proactive, because now we've established so much value before we even get them into the enrollment. We don't have to worry about selling them on the benefits on the back end, A. And also, B, we know that the retention is going to be there a lot stronger because the parent knows the value. I've pointed it out. I can follow through on everything that I point out to the parent. So as that child is training in the program, there's a better chance that they're going to stick with it for a long period of time. And that's one thing that I always brag about at our school is that our students don't quit. And if they do quit, they quit because they either, A, they move, or B, it's a situation that's beyond our control, but it's not C, which is my child just doesn't want to do it anymore. knock on wood, we have not gotten that kind of response from any of the parents at our school, and I think one of the reasons why is because of our proactive trial program. We're able to identify their strengths and translate how our program's going to help them, and the parents see a lot of value in that. So let's go on proactive tip number two. This is a very, very important one, and if you can pull this off at your school and you can make this happen, it will make a big difference on your bottom line and, of course, most importantly, on your level of stress, which to me, I like a stress-free environment. This proactive tip number two, making attendance mandatory, definitely makes a big difference. See, retention is the key to success in any school. If your students are training every single day, A, you're generating results, B, you know they're going to be prepared for testing, and C, you don't have to worry about playing catch-up all the time with the students that aren't there. That's why I like the mandatory attendance policy. It's extremely proactive. Let's talk about some of the ways that I take advantage of our mandatory attendance policy. Number one, we pre-frame all students about our mandatory attendance policy during our pre-evaluation meeting. So when I'm talking about identifying the student's strengths and their weak spots, and I say the next step is to jump onto our two-week trial program, I also go into saying, when you enroll, there are a couple of things that I'd like to let you know up front. Number one, the first thing is that we have a mandatory attendance policy. You have to be there for both classes per week. We assign our students to classes. We have two sessions. Session A is Monday and Wednesday, or Session B is Tuesday and Thursday. If for some reason the student misses a class, makeup class is on Saturday. Now, if you're on vacation and you miss class here or there, that's okay. But if it happens more than two times within a testing cycle that you miss class, you don't call in, and you don't make up, then we remove your membership. And as a matter of fact, we've had to do that three times in our school because they were just too inconsistent. And to me, that's just it's a stressful situation. It's becoming very reactive if you allow students to be inconsistent. So, again, that's why I have no problem telling a student, unfortunately, we have to remove your membership because you're inconsistent. We do have a waiting list on this particular program. We want to give the membership to somebody who is going to be consistent every day. So we pre-frame our students from the very beginning so they understand that our value is based directly on consistent participation. Parents really appreciate that. It does make a big difference. Number two, prospects do have a very busy schedule, so by pre-framing the mandatory attendance policy at the very beginning, they can rearrange their schedule to accommodate our schedule. And it does happen. They do rearrange that schedule, and one of the reasons why is because I let them know from the very beginning that it's mandatory. Here's another thing that we do. Like I said, we assign them to two classes per week. There's no flexibility in which classes they can take. Now, I'm not saying that that's the right way to do it compared to having a flexible schedule. I'm just saying that this way works really well for me, and it's very proactive because, number one, if your student's assigned to classes, then you know who's going to be in each and every class. For example, I already created my class planners for the next 4 weeks. I know today who's going to be in each one of my classes, so I know what type of drills to put in today's classes. And it's funny because Monday and Tuesday class and Wednesday and Thursday class, it's the same class planners, but they're two different groups of classes. And let me give you this one small example. In my 5- and 6-year-old beginner class today, we're working on teamwork. Well, the drills that I use today are actually going to be different than the drills I use tomorrow. One of the reasons why is because the students that I have today are more younger students. We had some 3- and 4-year-olds who graduated into the 5- and 6-year-old class. They're a little bit younger, so I'm not going to throw in as many intense teamwork drills as I am tomorrow. With tomorrow's students, they're going to are a little bit more advanced, they're a little bit sharper, so I know I can push the envelope a little bit more with the drills that I run in their particular class. So that's one reason why I really like having the assigned classes. The other reason why I like it is because you can immediately follow up on the students if they're not in your class each day. So today, when I get ready to start my 5- and 6-year-old beginner in class, before I even line them up, I look over at the card rack, or I can just know from memory, who are we missing today? Well, we're still missing two students. Let's give them 1 or 2 more minutes to see if they come in the door. Usually, that does make a difference. They do come in the door. And then also, I know who missed class so that the next class I can say, hey, how come you missed classes if they didn't call in? So I really like having those assigned classes. Like I said, if you can pull that off, it'll make a huge difference in the retention of your school, also your stress level, and also it'll help contribute to better planning of your class planners. Another thing that we do is, like I mentioned, we offer makeup classes on Saturdays so that students who are sick or they're on vacation, they can make them up. Saturdays are actually my favorite day. I love Saturday classes. They're a lot of fun. I cover the curriculum that I miss in class that day. That way the students don't fall behind. And, you know, my students, they do have a busy schedule. And, yes, I understand the mandatory attendance policy is overwhelming, but having that makeup class on Saturday shows them that I still understand and appreciate their busy schedule. So I want to make sure that there's a backup plan just in case they miss. But again, like I said, that makeup class also is really good so that the students don't fall behind. That's very important for me. I no longer have to worry about stressing about cramming in curriculum for my students at the very last minute because they're all making them up, and it's working really well for us. The other thing is, number four, we have a process that the students must follow in order to maintain the integrity of the policy, and that's what I mentioned. If you miss a class and you don't call in and you don't make up, I put a mark on your card. And boy, those kids really don't like having marks on their card because they know what it means. If it happens again, I put another mark on their card and I schedule a one-on-one with the parent and say, look, this is the second time that Giovanni's missed class in this particular testing cycle. He didn't make it up and he didn't call in. It raises a major concern for me on several levels. Number one, it's a major concern because he's going to fall behind. He's not going to be ready to test. And that's not very good for his progression level. Number two, it makes it hard for me because now he's missed curriculum in class, so he's falling behind. So now next time I cover that particular curriculum, I have to go back and kind of reteach it to him, which slows down the momentum of the rest of the students. So I'm going to give you this warning. He needs to be consistent. And if he is inconsistent, you have to make up those classes. And please at least give us a favor of giving us a courtesy call so that we know why you're not here. If it does happen again, unfortunately, I'll have to remove your membership because inconsistency is not in our favor as far as our curriculum goes. And also, we do have waiting lists on our programs, and we want to make sure that our spots and our memberships are available to students who are very consistent. Now, I tell people all the time, one thing that we do in our school, since we have an 8-week testing cycle and our students come two times per week, 16 classes means that they've made every single class. Even if they missed once and they made it up on Saturday, that still counts as a class. So every student who has 16 classes at testing time is considered a perfect attendance. Well, last testing cycle, we gave over 50% of our students a perfect attendance award. Now, what does that say to me? Number one, it says that our mandatory attendance policy works really well. And also, number two, it says that, man, our curriculum must be really good that these kids are wanting to come to class and are not wanting to miss it. And that kind of leads me into proactive tip number three, which is create your class planners in advance. The days of winging it in your classroom are long gone. The old saying, like I mentioned in this report, fail to plan and you plan to fail, it definitely applies to the martial arts industry today. There's so much competing for children's attention, for your students' attention, not just other martial arts schools, but other sports, activities, computer, you know, technology these days really makes it hard for martial arts schools to stay on top if you're not consistently innovating and keeping up with the times and being proactive. And one way to keep up with the times and be proactive is to make sure that you plan your class planners in advance so that you're always bringing new innovative drills to the table. You're always making sure that your drills are not too easy, not too hard. You're always making sure that you pull out drills that are boring and meaningless and just don't have no value and plugging in drills that do. And this does make a big difference. I spend a lot of time on class planning. The first 4 weeks of the testing cycle, I create the class planners. I do it right after testing. The reason why I always create new class planners every testing is because during testing, I pay attention. What are my students struggling on? Where are the low scores coming in? Are they coming in this particular skill? Why are they? What am I not covering in class? What am I wasting my time on in class? So that I know I can pull out, like I said, those drills that are just boring or meaningless and plug in drills that do have a sense of value, that do generate results. It makes a big difference. And then, of course, the second 4 weeks, I create the class planners again to make sure that the planners I created for the first 4 weeks are working. If they weren't working, I modify the drills so that the second 4 weeks, they're even more advanced. I'm all about pushing the envelope. It makes a big difference in the results of your students. They progress really well. They do really well if you're constantly paying attention to what you're teaching in class. And also it's very important for your staff to follow. If your staff is just winging it and you don't know what they're teaching each and every day, chances are they're not going to cover the curriculum in its entirety the way you need it to be covered in order to have them ready for testing. So you can be proactive and create your class planners in advance, it's going to be good for your retention, it's going to be good for your results, and it's also going to be good for testing preparation. Now, one thing I do have to brag about is I just had a good friend of mine come in and teach some fun classes for our students. His name is Jason David Frank. He's a Power Ranger. He's a phenomenal martial arts instructor. He's got a great character and great personality. He's taught in over 100 schools all around the world, obviously because of his celebrity martial arts status. One of the best compliments I ever received was from Jason, and what he told me was that our students were the most intelligent, most talented children that he's ever worked with. Now, what he means by talented is not talented as far as them being able to do backflips and being able to do all the dynamic kicking that you see in the tournament circuits, but he was referring to the talent as far as they're teachable and they're trainable. And he can throw out a drill and have a goal for it and see a large percentage or a significant amount of children be able to accomplish that goal. He said, your kids, they were attentive. They were well-behaved. They were learning, and they were growing, and they were having a good time in the entire process. And now what he wants to do is he wants to revert to the same concepts, the proactive concepts that we're doing at our school. So we've been working closely with each other to help him modify his curriculum so that he can accomplish the same things that I'm accomplishing in my school. And to me, that just goes to show that the class planners, creating them in advance, and like I said, and you're going to hear me repeat it over and over, making sure that you pull out drills that are meaningless and plug in drills that generate results. It is a very proactive way to increase your retention, and like I said again, also for testing preparation. Here's another thing that I also talk about as far as creating class planners. When I put my class planners together, now my staff knows exactly what they have to cover that class. If they don't cover it, they're held solely responsible. In old days where I just told them, okay, you're running the class, if they didn't cover curriculum that I wanted them to cover, after class, if I said, hey, how come you didn't cover form, or how come you didn't cover self-defense, or how come you didn't cover the skill stripe requirement for balance, of course they're going to be on the defensive saying, well, you didn't tell me to. You just told me to teach the class. I'm not a mind reader. And that's an important thing to remember, is that your staff is, they're not mind readers. So having these class planners makes it easier for you to be a really good mentor and a really good employer to your employees. It's all laid out so they know exactly what to do. If they have any questions, they can come to you prior to class and ask those questions, but it's pretty much black and white. That way you eliminate all those little problems that you have, not just on the getting the children ready for or the students ready for testing time, but also on the employer-employee side. If you're constantly on your staff's back, as far as the quality that they have on the classroom floor, first thing you need to ask yourself is, did you create a class planner for your staff member to follow? Second thing to ask is, did that class planner have drills that were meant to generate results, or were some of the drills meaningless and have no depth to help you accomplish the goal that you want your staff to accomplish in that class? If you're answering those questions and the questions aren't leaning towards, yes, I created a class planner, and yes, I had great drills, then now is the time to consider ways that you can become more proactive in this particular area. So that's my three tips as far as being proactive. As you can see, it's not rocket science. Creating a constructive trial program and having a pre-evaluation method, putting in a mandatory attendance policy, and creating your class planners in advance, that's nothing fantastically new or innovative, but it does make a big difference in your school. And you could see it in the numbers. A lot of schoolers that I'm working with right now have boasted great, great statistics, even in this particular slump that the industry is experiencing. I'm reading all over the place about experts saying that the industry is taking a decrease this year. It's taking a hit. A lot of it has to do with the economy, homes going into foreclosure, and so forth. But another reason why schools aren't doing so well is because you're getting caught in the same old routines. What worked 5 years ago doesn't necessarily work today. So you always have to be proactive, and you always have to identify, where am I struggling? And then find methods to help you improve in that area so that you don't have to worry about fixing it on the back end. And, of course, that's where I come in to help. That's where Kathy Mara comes in, Renshi Alley. There's a lot of experts out there who are ready and willing to share their thoughts on how they're proactive in their school. And, of course, As always, I invite you over to St. Petersburg, Florida, to come hang out at our school, see our mandatory attendance policy, see our class planner, see our pre-evaluations in action so you can see for yourself many ways that you can be proactive in your school. And again, like I said, my main goal in my school as far as being proactive is not just about my bottom line. It's about my level of stress. I've always talked about when I was running my other schools, there was a point in time where I didn't want to teach martial arts anymore. I was burnt out and I was done and I was already considering another career. And then I had to do a lot of thinking. And I realized that martial arts is where I wanted to be. And even now with me running all of my classes every single day, I've never been happier. And I can't imagine doing anything else in my life. And I'm so happy that I didn't take that next step and quit. I'm glad that I opened up my school. I'm glad I'm running it the way I want to run it. And it is very stress-free. And it's the most rewarding job in the world. And if you don't have the same feelings as I'm having right now, then set up a 20-minute consultation. Let me talk with you. Let me identify specifically what areas are stressing you out so that maybe I can give you some great pointers on how to be more proactive. Or if not me, give Kathy Marlowe a call. She works with a lot of the schools in the industry. Or call Renshi Alley or contact NATMA, contact Maya or one of these organizations and get some support. Now, if you are sitting on the other side of the phone and you're shaking your head just like me saying that there's nothing more rewarding than being a martial arts instructor, every day that I get in my truck and I drive home, I just feel on top of the world. And if you're shaking your head and you're feeling the same way that I am, then you're already there. And now your goal is just to keep moving, keep pushing along, keep thinking of ways to become proactive. So that is my report for this month. Hopefully it gave you some great refreshers. Like I said, I'm sure that a lot of this information is not new, brand new ideas, but it does need to be repeated. Just like we say, repetition is very important and when we're running curriculum with our students. Repetition from me, repetition from all the other consultants, it's also very important for you so that you can be constantly reminded what's working, what's not working in the industry. What's working for me is my trial program, my mandatory attendance policy, and creating those class planners in advance. So if you want more information, like I said, book a 20-minute consultation with me. I'd be more than happy to work with you.